From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Chicago's U.S. attorney says prosecutors will retry former Governor Rod Blagojevich on corruption charges as soon as possible. A federal jury convicted Blagojevich on a count yesterday, but failed to reach a unanimous verdict on 23 other charges. As NPR's David Shaper reports, Blagojevich and his attorneys say prosecutors should save taxpayers' money and drop the case.
Blagojevich blasted U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald for persecuting him and his family, adding that the hung jury shows he's innocent. His attorney, Sam Adams Sr., went even further.
Listen, this guy Fitzgerald is a master at indicting people for non-criminal behavior. And if you don't believe me, go ask Scooter Libby. Same thing happened with him. They couldn't get him on any substantive offense, so they got him on some bull case that wasn't even a crime. Ask Scooter Libby. This guy is going wild. This guy is nuts.
Adams says in addition to spending millions to prosecute Blagojevich a second time, the government will have to pay for the defense because the former governor cannot afford it. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
The top meteorologist in Pakistan says flooding in his country won't recede until at least the end of August. Swollen river water is flowing south and filling lands that are already submerged. The BBC's Lise Doucette is in the northwestern part of Pakistan, where protesters have been demanding more food.
Well, we spoke to relief officials once we managed to get through that protest, and they said really only about 20% of the needs are being met. And this is still the worst affected area of Pakistan. And there's been some criticism expressed that as the floodwaters surge south and mainly carried by the Indus River, and more areas of farmland become inundated and destroying valuable cropland in the Punjab and in Sindh, that no one is paying as much attention to the north, to the northwest. And in the far north, areas are still cut off. You can only reach them by military helicopter. So the appeal here today was, please don't forget us. We're still very, very badly affected, and there's hundreds of thousands of homes destroyed, and we saw them. Some areas were completely flattened, nothing left except piles of bricks and straw.
The BBC's Lise Doucette in northwest Pakistan. In the U.S., Senator Patty Murray has won her Democratic primary election in Washington state. She will face Republican Senate challenger Dino Rossi in the fall. In Wyoming, the Republican gubernatorial primary, former U.S. Attorney Matt Mead is the apparent winner over Wyoming State Auditor Rita Meyer. Authorities in suburban Dallas say a gunman drove into a parking lot used by police in McKinney yesterday, set his truck on fire, and started shooting. McKinney Police Chief Doug Kowalski says Sharp had filled his truck with explosives.
He had a plan. He was activating his plan. He was heavily armed. He looked like he knew what he wanted to do. What we don't know is why he wanted to do it.
No one else was hurt. You're listening to NPR News. Hundreds of Afghan demonstrators blocked a road in an eastern part of the country today between Kabul and Jalalabad. They're protesting the deaths of two people killed in a raid this week by NATO troops. Villagers say the victims were civilians. NATO released a statement saying they were insurgents. Researchers report hearing loss is on the rise among U.S. teenagers. As NPR's Patty Naiman reports, scientists examined federal health data and found a 30% increase in the prevalence of hearing loss in this age group over the past 15 years.
Researchers say one in five teens now suffers from some sort of hearing loss. That hearing loss is only slight to mild, but even then, other studies have shown it has a negative impact on academic performance. This study, which appears in the Journal of the American Medical Association, doesn't look at why hearing loss is increasing among teens, but health experts suspect it has a lot to do with using earbuds to listen to loud music. It's been known for centuries that loud music damages the inner workings of the ear and causes hearing loss. Experts agree if you can hear someone's music playing in their earbuds, it's too loud. Current advice, turn down the volume and at least take the earphones out of your ear for about 10 to 15 minutes every hour. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
The funeral for former Alaska Senator Ted Stevens will be held today in Anchorage. Vice President Joe Biden is expected to speak. This is the final day of 3 days of remembrances for Stevens, the longest-serving Republican in the Senate until he lost re-election 2 years ago. He died in a plane crash last week. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.